You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting.
Good morning. You're listening to There You Go with me, Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting. How are we doing? All right? Me? Very well, thank you. Easy like a Sontag Morgan. Coming up, we have Teesside's very own Broken Broadcast, Robert's recommendations, Fishman Park news, my single of the week, an album review, and the random song from the album Bible. But let's start off by remembering the 5-time Grammy Award winning singer-songwriter Donna Summer, who sadly passed away earlier on in the week, aged 63. This is for all those disco divas in flares up and down the country and around the globe. I Feel Love. Take it away, Donna. Now we're going to be joined by James from Broken Broadcast, who are a band who play Baba Americano, lo-fi folk songs about strawberry jam, driving to work, waiting for friends, camping at Tikapu Peak, scary carousels, getting lost in a boat, monster under the bed and so forth. Indeed. So if this tickles your fancy, here's their latest single, Good Afternoon, Mr. Moon.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Jericho Keys, the only presenter who brings music, Fishburne Park and Robert's recommendation to Southside Broadcasting every fortnight.
Now, we should be joined by James from Broken Broadcast. Good morning.
Hello there.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not bad. I'm not bad.
You're awake and ready for some TYG radio magic there.
Yeah, I'm just I was watching the golf.
This is so much better than the golf. So let's start off by getting a little bit to know you. Who are Broken Broadcast?
We're a band from the Northeast. We play folky, Americana, alternative type music, and we don't really take ourselves too seriously, but I don't know, it's one of those things where you'd probably have to listen to us. I believe you just heard a song there, haven't you?
So, we have indeed.
I think that's the single, and that was because it's probably our key signatures of all the different sounds all in one song, so think that's probably why we chose it as a single, so you'll probably catch a little bit of everything about us in that one song, you see.
We'll get to hear another one of your songs later on in the show, but how long have you been going as a band?
We recorded the first album, that was just me. That was about 2.5 years ago. I recorded that in a friend's basement, although, I mean, it was a proper studio, but...
Basement sounds cooler, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, definitely. But I did that as The Broken Broadcast, because I didn't really want to go as James Regale or Singing Spin. I don't know. No one really takes notice of someone when they're just playing as themselves, I feel. So I gave myself a name, and people just wanted to play. So I tricked the bassist Gary into playing, because I told him it was a Radiohead tribute band, and he called for it. And my better half was playing drums, but she's leaving now. So, and then we've got a gentleman called Mark who plays banjo.
Lovely combination of all different music there, then.
Yeah, definitely. It's that's what I was aiming for. I mean, I wouldn't say I love loads and loads and loads of bands, but the bands I do love, they're all a little bit different, you see, so...
Of course. We'll come on to that later on, what band you're into. But what are your plans at the moment as Broken Broadcast? You say that your partner's now not playing the drums, so are you looking for a new drummer? Have you got gigs coming up? Is there an album?
Yeah, I mean, we'd almost finished the album anyway. We're just mixing it. Got a couple of little bit more to record on there. Like brass parts, so that needs mixing. We've already got a drummer, so that's fine. A new one anyway. So we had our first proper practice yesterday. So hopefully we'll be gigging in August. Well, we've got a gig in Middlesbrough on June 16th at Legends.
Yep.
So July, August, we'll be pushing the ball and doing a fair few gigs.
You'll be in everyone's hair. You'll be everywhere.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
We just heard Good Afternoon, Mr. Moon. And the video is very, I'd say, quite abstract, with there's horses' heads in there, there's frogs' heads. What's the idea behind that? And is the inspiration Shrug, Rob Nichols' band?
I've never really listened to Shrug that much.
You're missing out.
Perhaps I should. The whole animals thing. I mean, our first single, Deer, there's a similar concept for there.
That yeah.
Where there was a deer in the garden. The video for Mr. Moon is a little bit Mighty Boosh, isn't it?
It is very Mighty Boosh, and there's jazz hands in there when you're all dancing. I like that.
I don't know. I think we thought, just felt like a laugh, to be honest. So we just, I don't know. There were always a bit tedious video shoots. The first one was me stood in the garden for about an hour and a half, stood like perfectly still, and then we fast forwarded it. So this one we thought, right, we'll just do it as quickly as possibly can and have a laugh.
I think the videos definitely like match the kind of music, because Bob Fisher from BBC said your music was very sinister, and he sung your praises when I was speaking to him last, and our very own Robert Nichols, who recommended you guys to me, described like a stark monument on a hilltop. Would you agree, or are they a million miles away?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's just the array of sounds. I think, you know, there's a lot of reverb in there, a lot of haunty sounds. Without losing its focus on, I wouldn't say joyful, but certainly, we don't hang around and be miserable, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, there is some darker sounds on there.
There's definitely sounds like I hear like Radiohead and a bit of Elbow and that. Are they influences?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I pick most of my stuff over from America, other than like the Beatles, but Radiohead and Elbow are probably two very few English bands I listen to consistently, I'd say. But they come from all over the place, but yeah.
You definitely say they're flagging the flag for English, then?
Yeah, Definitely. I mean, I'm all about the sounds. I mean, I like to write a song, and then that's my part, and then we figure out the stuff to go over the top, and that's, you know, the bass won't fit there until the sound of the bass is what we wanted. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I guess it is sinister.
I don't think there's any other bands like in Teesside doing the same kind of stuff as you.
No, I mean, there's some good folk stuff. We do have a good scene at the minute. But in terms of those astral sounds and reverb, no, I wouldn't say there certainly isn't, no. But that's a good thing, but there's still some cracking bands around here at the minute.
Yeah, who do you think are up there in Teesside alongside yourselves? Who do you rate?
I think we've got like Young Rebel Set and Cattle and Kerner. You know, fantastic. I mean, at the minute, sometimes it gets a bit hard when you're stuck with, oh, they're a local band. Well, it's a little bit irrelevant where they're from, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just be a little bit lucky that we've got these bands. I mean, that Cattle and Kerner will probably have an album out in the next year. Young Rebel Set record in the second. We've got Weird Shapes.
That's formerly Dirty Weekend, weren't they, yeah?
They were, yeah. We've got this little band called Dressed Like Wolves, and they literally sit on stage and play guitars, and they're absolutely fantastic. They're probably my favourite band around here.
Are they the band who played in the sea?
No, that's Bite It Out Is.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, yeah, yeah.
They released a spit CD with them. So
your album's coming out in June, July.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Well, I'd suspect more August now, but we might have another single first, you see, so...
So, well, how can people keep up to date with what's going on with Broken Broadcast?
We do have a website, which is thebrokenbroadcast.co.uk, but I've got to go on a computer to update that, whereas when we're out and about, we've got a mobile phone there. If you just go on facebook.com/thebrokenbroadcast, we're always updating that, you see, so... we've got an Instagram now as well, which is, again, search the Broken Broadcast. So we're doing updates via pictures now.
Messages so, by photograph.
Yeah, definitely.
A picture speaks a thousand words.
Definitely does, definitely.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on There You Go. It's been a pleasure.
No problem at all.
We've already played Good Afternoon, Mr. Moon. Would you please like to introduce the next track, please?
The next track is called The Man Who Mistook His Wife for His Hat. Farad, this is off their first record, Soya Milk Sea.
Thank you very much.
Time for the Robert Nichols recommendation on TYG with Jericho Keys.
This week I've got to go for a young Teesside singer-songwriter called Sarah Proctor. She's played quite a few gigs recently. She's been on the Georgian Theatre 2 or 3 times in the last few months, for instance. I think I first saw her as she must have been 15-year-old at a festival called Pigpen, and I think it was a dad that ran after me and said, please come and watch my daughter. He was playing in an acoustic tent. This is a little festival that used to happen just up the A19, just near Trimdon. And she was really, obviously, a real talent, great voice, and wrote really nice songs. What I'd like to see her do, really, I think, is develop in the way of someone that we've featured 2 or 3 weeks ago called Natasha Hawes, which is perhaps have confidence, more confidence in her own songs, and be able to sort of phase out some of the cover versions. I don't think she needs to do the cover versions, to be honest, because I think she's really talented, and I think it's just a case of having the confidence to be able to do that. It's because talking about Natasha had a single launch at Sunderland Minster last weekend for her first single. She's only 17. She's getting quite a lot of a buzz around her because she writes really interesting, intelligent songs that people can really relate to, sort of founded in her own family and her own area. And I think Sarah can... Sarah is showing glimpses that she can do exactly the same. She's got a wonderful voice. I think she can go far. She's getting a lot of gigs. A lot of people believe in her. And definitely one for the future, Sarah Proctor.
And here is proof that her own songs are good enough. Here is Sarah Proctor with Dreams.
Up in town, in the Whitby town. So if anyone is through here wants to go in, it's the Cellar Bar just underneath the Resolution. A lovely little bar, so they've been very good to us. They've sponsored us a new strip, and they're going to put food after the games for us, which is excellent. You know, the strip's going to cost us £400 nearly, so that's absolutely fantastic news.
How's that gone down with the rest of the lads? Because last time we knew there's a lot of umming and ahhing about leaving the windmill,
yeah,
and because we'd had to turn down the fleece because of parking. How's this gone down, this one, or the lads not know yet?
Well, some of the lads won't know yet, but in any way, to make a decision based on a few factors. We've got a keen affection with the Windmill. You know, they've done a great job for us, but we don't owe them anything. You know, the rumour has it that Tony, Tokyo Tony, to most of us, is is coming out of the Windmill. You know, we had to look at other options, and he wasn't prepared to pay £400 to buy us a strip. Whereas, you know, we needed a strip, and there's someone off wanted to give us £400, so you can't really turn that kind of money down.
You can't, can you?
No.
And there's one last question. On the last TYG, I was discussing managerial decisions. Did the FA approach you for this England job? Is that why you've been in hiding?
No, if they did, I didn't get it. You know, I'm looking to put my CV in for the Aston Villa job. It's one of my life's great ambitions, but we'll see what happens. I don't hold much hope.
Thank you very much, Woody, and speak to you next week.
Excellent, thank you very much.
Indeed. Didier Drogba, you're also welcome to come to training, but you have to earn your place. You can't just turn up, son, regardless of your record. That's it, I'm afraid. Thank you very much to Broken Broadcast, Robert's Recommendations, Fisham Park Gaffer Andrew Wood, and to you lot for listening. Thank you very much. You can listen to all again at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Next week, we'll be hearing from Darlow's Lifetime Skivers. That's the band, not the football team. Now it's a song from the album Bible. The album is Homework. From Daft Punk, here is Around the World. Jericho Keys, Southside Broadcasting. There you go.